And welcome everybody on YouTube. Here we are off the hook overtime with me, Emmanuel, Kyle over there.
Hello, Emmanuel.
We have Rob and Gila in Skype.
Hello.
Hi.
And you know, we forgot to call Alex. What? boy, the whole show went by. No, actually, Alex has prior engagements, things to do that are more important than hanging out with us. And we understand that. We understand that perfectly well. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to add that that allows us to speak with the callers.
It does.
Isn't that something?
And amongst ourselves more, if there are more things that we want to say, right to repair we left off with.
Oh, yes, I was breathlessly grousing about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, as well you should. I mean, we've been fighting for this for God knows how long, and it's good to see some progress being made. You know, it's one state. It's the beginning, but hopefully it'll end in victory for everybody.
There's lots of stuff with electronics.
Mm-hmm. It's one thing that we can agree with farmers throughout the country on, is the right to repair equipment that you own. So let's start there. Okay, speaking of equipment that you own, Tesla. Well, we don't own Teslas, but some people do. They have issues now with theft. And you'll never guess why. Has to do with the new electronic way of doing things, because keys for some reason didn't do the job well enough. Last year, Tesla issued an update that made its vehicles easier to start after being unlocked with their NFC key cards. And now a researcher has shown how the feature can be exploited to steal cars. Yeah. For years, drivers who used their Tesla NFC key card to unlock their cars had to place the card on the center console to begin driving. What, was that too difficult for people to place your card on the center console? Okay, fine. Following the update, which was reported on Ars Technica last year, drivers could operate their cars immediately after unlocking them with the card. The NFC is one of three means for unlocking a Tesla. A key fob and a phone app are the other two. So one of those three is how you unlock your car. Now, Martin Herford, a security researcher in Austria, quickly noticed something odd about the new feature. Not only did it allow the car to automatically start within 130 seconds of being unlocked with the NFC card, but it also put the car in a state to accept entirely new keys with no authentication required and zero indication given by the in-car display. Who thinks up these things? The authorization given in the 130-second interval is too general. It's not only for drive, Herford said in an online interview. This timer has been introduced by Tesla in order to make the use of the NFC card as a primary means of using the car more convenient. What should happen is that the car can be started and driven without the user having to use the key card a second time. The problem within the 130-second period, not only the driving of the car is authorized, but also the enrolling of a new key. All right, so people, they want it to be more convenient to start their car, and now they don't want just anybody to start their car. I mean, which is it? Come on, people. So basically, if you're around a car that has just been unlocked, you have 130 seconds to enroll your key in their car, and then you'll be able to steal their car in the future. Yeah, a malicious version of this app that was designed for proof of concept purposes shows just how easy it is for thieves to surreptitiously enroll their own key during the 130 second interval. The attacker then uses the app to exchange VCSEC messages that enroll the new key. All that's required is to be within range of the car during the crucial 130 second window of it being unlocked with an NFC card. If a vehicle owner normally uses the phone app to unlock the car, by far the most common unlocking method for Teslas, the attacker can force the use of the NFC card by using a signal jammer to block the BLE frequency used by Tesla's phone as a key app. Wow. I mean, it's, I don't want to say you get what you deserve, but boy, you know, if you have such poor security and, you know, are basically using the newest technological gizmo just to start a car, and opening up the door for all kinds of compromising. I mean, who else can you blame? Seriously. And I wonder, you know, I'll never get within a mile of a Tesla, I'm sure, but if I did have a Tesla, would I have the option to just use a key? I don't think I have that option. In fact, many cars, I don't think you have that option anymore, right, Kyle? You're the car expert here.
Well, no expert by any means. I mean, I could, you know, turn a wrench around. Mm-hmm. You know, I know
it's more than any of us can do.
Yeah, I know the front end from the bumper end and the, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, I mean, I remember we rented a car. We were having all kinds of stuff with that key fob. There's all kinds of...
was funny. Remember, we were realizing that it was a minivan, that if you were standing close to it when you locked it, someone could open the back door even though you locked it, because it assumed that you still wanted access to the door, but it wouldn't be able to tell the difference between you and somebody sneaking up on you.
And there was no alternative.
No,
right?
No alternative
we couldn't at all. Have gone with like a valet key, or like, I don't even know if it had a proper place to insert a key. I
mean, and there was no way to check totally if it was remote. Locked, because you're always standing next to it to check if it was locked. And it was always unlocked because it thought you wanted access since you were standing right next to it. You had to go put the key fob in you know, another place, and then come back and then check to see if the door was locked, and then walk over to where you left the key fob and hope that was still there.
You know what? I think it might have had a. It might have had a door key, and then
what's wrong
no
with door
ignition
keys? Seriously, what is wrong with keys? Why are we so hard on keys?
I can't remember.
Work. I mean, yeah, you can duplicate keys. I know that. I know lots of locksmiths and lockpickers that delight in this kind of thing, but it takes skill. It takes time. And this, it takes, a bit of a compromise. Yes, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, ever since cars basically became computers with wheels, all of us in the computer world know how routine it is for new security vulnerabilities to pop up in, say, a computer operating system. You know, some file that hasn't been touched for years, suddenly someone finds a flaw in it that can let people do whatever, and that flaw is found and that flaw is fixed, and then there another one pops up, and this is a constant thing. And now that the computer code and the computer hardware in a car are powerful enough to actually do physical things like start the car, unlock the doors, those vulnerabilities and these millions of lines of code are going to have real world consequences. And yeah, that's a thing that's going to happen. A key is a very simple form of security. It's a physical thing you have that fits a physical thing in the car.
This is that classic thing of, like, if you know how it works, you can take advantage of various stages of what little or what resembles security, along the function or the life cycle of whatever system this is. And it just it's that thing where it just took a little bit of know-how. And, I mean, once you lay it out as that article described, you could build something that can deal with some of the distance. You could build something that also while communicating at distance, can maybe automate the generation of a couple physical or queue up material that is prepared to be flashed on some like hardware fobs. You could really automate and build this into like a suitcase or a purse or something. In scope, though, you have to understand the system. You got to be able to break it down and figure out what you're actually trying to exploit and build along that process. And then you solve those problems. And here we go. We have a proof of concept where they're saying, yes, any app could do this, but you could soup up a phone running the app with all kinds of other stuff to turn this into a real mess of a vulnerability on all kinds of parking lots.
Well, I think it's a mess right now because, let's say this app gets out. Right now it's a proof of concept, but it could easily be developed by somebody with ulterior motives or just sneaky motives. What do you do? How do you stop it? You can't turn it off, can you? Can you turn off that particular a way of unlocking a car in all Teslas? I think the way it was designed, you can't. When you design a system, there should always be a way to disable the new features and go back to the old features if something happens that makes them a vulnerability. You know, and in the perfect world, I would say, you know, turn that off. Go back to using a key till you figure it out. Except you don't have a key. All you have are electronic means, and they all have their own methods of being compromised.
The other thing that's missing is that it's not multi factor, right? Like sometimes you'd have a physical key, and then maybe it's the electronic and immobilizing technology that's in the remote controller. It sounds like they just went all the way in one direction, where it's mm-hmm. all NFC, it's all software based in an app that is, by the way, on a mobile computer that's imminently like accessible and able to communicate, so on and so forth. So really a tall order from the outset, I think this whole design was, but they wanted features.
Well, they got features now. Go ahead, Rob.
Absolutely. And the other thing about this is the sheer fact of, like, yes, locks can be picked, locks can be bypassed. There are enthusiast groups and hackers and tinkerers and lockpickers who have devoted their hobbies and chunks of their expertise to seeing how you can get past the most badass locks on the market. And you can use those same skills to develop even more badass locks. But I think this is just anecdotal. I don't have numbers in front of me, but I think most of the people who know the most about locks, if you give them the choice between a physical lock and an electronic one, like in the Teslas, I think they'll go for the physical one all the time, just because you know where you are with one of those, and it is not a closed piece of software that you have no idea what's going to go wrong with it next.
And if it's compromised, you can change it. You know, just get a new one. You can do that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it takes, you know, unless you're really an expert, it does tend to take time, a little bit of time at least, as opposed to just being able to walk past a vehicle, unlock it, and, you know, be authorized immediately. It's just poorly thought out. Anyway, enough about that. Here's something else that's interesting. Russian ministry website hacked to display glory to Ukraine message. That's pretty much all you need. The Russian Ministry of Construction, Housing, and Utilities website, which if you want to visit it, if you can visit it, ministroyrf.gov.ru. It was hacked over the weekend. When searched on the internet, the site's address led to a sign in the Ukrainian language that read glory to Ukraine. The hackers also demanded ransom to prevent the leaking of personal data of the site users. According to a Russian state news outlet known as RIA, a ministry representative confirmed that the site was offline, but user data was not compromised. Well, we'll see about that. Don't recommend paying a ransom, but well, it's a perfectly valid form of speech, and word got out, hopefully. And here's a headline, or just the opening paragraph of a story that it's just one of these things you can't believe you're reading it. Ransomware gang Lockbit claims to have hacked security vendor Mandiant, stealing more than 350,000 files and threatening to leak them online. Mandiant says it has found no evidence of a breach and believes Lockbit may be striking back after Mandiant released an investigation into its relationship to Russian cyber gang Evil Corp. Yeah, this is not Mr. Robot. This is real. These are real groups, and there's a lot of drama going on. The claims emerged recently as Lockbit published two files to its victim blog. Its victim blog. How nice. They give their victims a blog on the dark web, which it claims stemmed from an attack on Mandiant. The group says it has more data to release. All available information will be published. Big exclamation point. Its blog post reads, "It is not known if a ransom demand has been made to Mandiant, but a countdown timer on the post appears to indicate that the deadline for the release of information is approaching." You think that's what a countdown would indicate? Yes. Thank you, Tech Monitor, for that interesting story.
This just makes me want to fire up a farm of honeypots for all these thirsty ransomware hackers out there.
You know, the people at Evil Corp, though, are fun to hang out with, because they've seen Mr. Robot, and they probably wear hooded sweatshirts and know what they're doing. That's what I think. It's just a fun world out there. Hey, we should give out the phone number since we are open for listener calls.
Yeah, I'm ready to go for that. I was ready. I got my hand.
Well, I'm giving out the phone number if you let me do it.
Well, hurry it up.
Oh, I'm trying.
They're trying to call.
God damn it. Well, you let me say the number. It's going to ring before I even get to say it. 802-321-4225. That's 802-321-HACK as our telephone number. Of course, that's country code 1 if you're outside the United States.
Any particular topic tonight? Are we talking?
We always leave it open to the listeners.
This is wide open.
Or listeners. Anything we've already touched upon. We did talk about a lot of things.
First call has arrived.
All right, we have a first call already. So let's see who's out there.
I think I know this.
You think you do? Well, press the button and then we'll all know. Yeah. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
It's me, Eleanor Elizabeth Foreman.
You don't have to give out your full name as on your birth certificate. And next you'll be giving us your Social Security number. So please, that's...
No, I'm not going to give out my Social Security number.
Oh, please.
But I listened to your show this evening, and do you remember what you forgot?
Do I remember what I forgot? If I remembered it, I wouldn't have forgotten it. And I have the feeling, though, I did say I was going to do something, but I don't remember what it was. And I think it involved you, but I still don't remember what it was. I feel terrible now because I know I forgot something. But, you know, if somebody had reminded me, I would have done it. I absolutely would have done it. I didn't intentionally forget it, but I'm sorry to you and everybody else.
Does anyone out there remember what it is you forgot?
Anybody? Anybody? You know, Alex probably remembers, but he's not here. That's why I forgot, because he didn't
vaguely,
remind me.
I do vaguely, but I can't remember exactly what it was.
I know we were supposed to say something.
Do something with a payphone or...
No, it wasn't a payphone. It was something having to do with... It's probably something that's
nothing
coming up.
To do with a payphone.
You're going
to
try
it's something. It's something that is like a deadline, and we can't do it next week, right? It's too late now. That's what I think it is.
It was about the... Transmitter fund?
We can break into BAI and announce it over the air.
No,
should we do that?
You're getting a little closer, even though you're wrong.
Should we override the radio station right now so we can announce what we forgot to do? We can do that. We have ultimate power.
We would
in
get
fact,
a lot of
if there's another radio station you'd like us to break in on, calls? We can break in this little gizmo that Kyle has.
No.
We can break in on any radio station. It has
understand?
To be FM.
No.
We don't have the AM version yet, but
yourself?
The FM, any radio station. Would you like us to speak on all
saying?
Radio stations at the same time?
No.
We can do that,
no,
too.
No.
Why not?
Max,
you have
first
no sense of
all,
adventure.
Max.
Uh-huh.
First, Max. Yes.
Oh, Max at the radio station.
Max Schmid will come after us.
That's true. Okay, so every station except BAI.
True.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. What did we forget? What did I forget? It's my fault.
You were going to thank me by name, full name, for my donation to support Off the Hook.
Oh, that's right. We were. Well, you know what? The good news is...
falsely
and I did,
impugned.
I did that whole speech in the middle.
By Donald Goldmacher and Sherry Gendelman... And, quote, Pacifica safety net, unquote.
Let's not use such foul language, even on the internet. But the good news is that we can announce this next week. And, you know, I'm sorry, because I did that impassioned speech about supporting BAI. That would have been the perfect time to talk about that as well, to mention your name. But we'll do it next week. But please send an email before the show. That way we definitely won't forget.
Maybe.
All right. if you
but
want
anyways,
us not to forget,
a good piece of news is that they Pacifica's lawyer wrote a brief of a mere 16 pages, showing that those three people that they have signed up, there's no proof that any of them are members or were harmed in any way, as they, you know, all these things they claim.
Uh-huh.
And that alone means that the whole thing is, you know, valueless. So let us hope that sanity prevails and it's knocked out of court, but it's still going to cost $10,000 to $15,000 in lawyer's fees just for things like a 16-page brief.
Right,
which was a lot briefer than 16 pages.
Can you
16 pages
if you have access
blank.
If you have access to that, can you forward us a copy? Because I'd love to see what they say.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, this is the case,
and that will also serve as the reminder.
That's true. You're right. It's not just frivolous FCC complaints, but frivolous lawsuits of all sorts. This is something that is so common in this country. And someone's food has arrived, I believe, Rob and Gila.
Well, we haven't ordered anything, so that's interesting.
It's here, regardless of whether or not you ordered it. Your doorbell just rang. And neither
well, someone's going to feed us. I'm interested.
Neither of you is making any effort to answer the doorbell. Wow.
You don't have to answer that,
yeah, you
Rob.
Don't have to.
You don't have to.
It could be the FCC, or it could be
do not cooperate, whatever you do.
Yeah, you have the right to remain silent. Or to say whatever you want.
Hear you now, but...
So you sent Rob to the door.
If the FCC did come knocking at the radio station, you would be well advised to be very polite and cooperative.
Oh,
but
yeah, no.
We always are.
Overtime,
the FCC is a frequent visitor.
Don't worry about that. Oh,
they're always coming to our show.
To report about overtime.
What about overtime? That's this show.
Your show. This second show.
Mm-hmm. The one we're on right now. Yes, this one.
Yes. Uh-huh. I opened a new tab on my browser, and I typed the word Y, and it came up with YouTube. And so I went to YouTube, and the first thing listed there was that I could put myself on the waiting list for this off-the-hook overtime that had not yet started. So my computer apparently knows in advance. When I go there to YouTube on Wednesday night with your thing with a countdown there, that's what I'm going to be going for, and it makes it very convenient. I only had to type the letter Y.
One day, you'll just have to look at your computer, and it'll know.
Isn't that something? YouTube television, I think they've really stepped up, worked really hard to... add suggestions and make it not really bothersome, but really keenly well-suited to you. And
yeah, but
it seems like, you know, we've played around with this ourselves, and lots of times it'll find some interesting stuff for based on your interest.
Is this YouTube? I mean, this is just basically her typing Y into a browser, and the browser remembering through, I guess, cookies where she went last time. And suggesting this.
Not just that, but maybe this time of the week, at this time of
day.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
all of that.
I go to YouTube for other things, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Right, but there's all this like predictive stuff to really make it comfortable, just like you're sitting down at your TV, because it's like, hey, we know what you want to watch. Just like
TV
Netflix.
Doesn't do that.
Well, Netflix knows you're going to watch this thing next because it calculates all kinds of things.
How do you stop that, though? I mean, you know, HBO Max and Netflix and all the other ones, if you watch a program by accident, you know, it's always there, wants you to go to the next episode. And I don't think there's any way in the app to say, stop this, or I don't want my whole household to know that I was watching this particular show on Hot Rod Racing or whatever. That's embarrassing to me. You have to log into something and find various menus in order to do that, if you can even do that. You know, TV didn't used to be this intrusive. You know, you could watch a program and nobody would know you watched it.
Oh, that reminds me. You were just talking about this Tesla problem.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give me a few words or whatever to type into my browser so I can find the article and send it to somebody who has a Tesla?
I can give you the headline. If you go to, give the recommendation for Google, but yeah, this is how people do it.
I don't use Google, I use DuckDuckGo.
Okay, well, you should find the same story. Gone in 130 seconds. If you type that, that should find the Ars Technica news story. And that's what we were reading from. Gone in 130 seconds.
Okay. And it's coming up with seconds for me.
We don't have to wait to make sure you get the story.
Oh, it says gone in 13 seconds.
No, 130 seconds. No,
I entered 130, but what's coming up is
well, careful now.
Not
that,
what I wanted.
That might be a much better app.
Oh,
whoa. You're
now
on the internet.
I got it.
Just ease up.
You got it?
Got it.
Okay, good.
Right.
Well, this had a happy ending.
But stay with us. Don't go away. You got to continue to listen because we're going to take some more calls.
Yes, we have to take more calls, but we will remember next week.
Just save the tab. Yes, you know, bookmark it.
We'll remember to thank you next week. But please remember to remind us to remember.
Well, I'm going to send you the 16-page brief, and that I'll include the reminder.
Okay, but hopefully
you'll be getting that today.
Yeah, you'll send that today, and thank you for that. But that's a week before when we have to remember, and it's quite possible we'll forget.
Put it in a folder for your next week's show.
Do you get charged for every email you send? Is it expensive? That's one email. Just send us an email. Say, please don't forget. It could happen.
You put it in a folder. Do you get charged for that?
You have to pay for every sentence. No, they could have gone that way. It could have gone that way if corporations had been responsible for planning the internet, but it didn't. Anyway, great hearing from you. We look forward to reading what you send us, and we will definitely thank you on the air next week.
Thank you.
All right, take care.
I think you know what I think it was. It's my fault actually because I was talking about the system we use taking coins and it being coin operated right. And the whole vending machine analogy.
No, what's your
perfectly
fault?
Reasonable that mm-hmm. she could have thought that it works in that kind of way. You know, like that it's charged by the letter or you know takes.
I don't
other
think
kinds
she
of
really thought
tokens.
That.
And
I
stuff.
Don't think,
but
she
we
really
may have
that.
Misled our listeners. So I just want to set the record straight.
Then
on
our
that.
Job is complete if we misled anybody.
You know what else I was thinking?
What's that?
I thought uh-huh. when she was asking what we forgot,
uh-huh.
that what she was really getting at uh-huh. was that we forgot that.
Rebel, forgot what you're gonna say, didn't
Rebel
you?
Is in Russia right now.
Rebel's in Russia right now. I forgot about that. Oh my god. Well, wait. Okay, if Rebel is in Russia right now, Rebel was supposed to call us from Russia.
Has anyone heard from him?
Well, who would hear from him besides us? I mean, that's listening right now. Rebel, if you're out there, I don't know. Anybody who is holding Rebel right now, please let him make the phone call to country code 1. I know we're the enemy right now. 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK. And I know I just read the story about Glory to Ukraine, about, you know, the Russian website being hacked. That didn't mean anything by it. Rebel's a good guy. And, yeah, we told him not to come, but he did it anyway. And I hope he's okay. I hope we hear from him. And I know our listeners are leaving the phone line open to give him a chance to get in. Thank you for that. And we'll open it up in a second if he doesn't get through, and we'll see who else is out there. Yes, Rob.
And just a shout to someone who just tweeted us at Hacker Radio Show asking, and we've gotten this question before, why have we turned off chat on our YouTube that this is going out over? And they say, are you scared of the people? And the answer to that, of course, is no, we're not. We just want to talk with you. So give us a call
at
1-802-321-4225.
This is another thing. You know, we lost the ability to email to talk to each other, but we want to chat everywhere. Every time there's a post or a story or anything, you know, video, everyone has to say something about it and chat amongst themselves. Look, on YouTube, right now, we are asking you literally to chat with us, to call us, okay? Actually, in a couple of minutes after we give Rebel a chance. And also, you know what? Underneath the YouTube thing, you can write comments there. Isn't that a chat? But no, people want the thing on the right-hand side of the page, too, where they can go back and forth. And when you do all that, you're not participating. And that's the whole point, is to participate and communicate on the radio show. No one's going to be going back and reading the chat in future years. However, people will be listening to the radio show and overtime that follows the radio show. And a special hello to those people.
And I will give a shout to something we've had for many, many years, which is our IRC channel, which is on irc.2600.net. If mm-hmm. you go to the channel Off the Hook, that's pound Off the Hook, on our IRC server, during the broadcast, there's usually a couple of people who are also listening to the program, and you can chat amongst yourselves there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it is an open system, IRC. And like we were saying before, you know, we want to support the open networks. We don't want to have to make people join in a walled garden like friggin' YouTube chats, which are generally a wretched hive of scum and villainy anyway.
It really is.
So, you know,
and I
you can use the phone.
Since we already have an IRC channel for the radio show, Why not use that? Why do we need a different chat in all different platforms? We already have one. We've had it for years. And IRC is a perfectly valid way of communicating. So if you do feel the need to chat with fellow listeners, that's the place to do it. Makes sense. Other than, you know, it's just so many things happening that take away from the actual communication that we're trying to have here. Okay, we have not heard from Rebel, so we'll open up the phone lines to everybody. 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK, country code 1, and see who else is out there.
Yeah, and if you're in the United States, you can also get us toll-free at 833-755-2600, and that's thanks to our pal Lucky 225. Mm-hmm. That is toll-free number 1-833-755-2600 to call us without it popping up on your telephone bill, if that's something you're concerned with.
But if authorities are monitoring you, they'll still see the number pop up. That you just won't get billed for it. Just feel I should let people know that.
Absolutely.
Have we run out of things to say? I have other...
Have people run out of things to say to us? That's what I'm worried about.
Well, I mean, it happens occasionally, you know. There's a lot going on. And it takes time for our words to get out there through the internet and all.
Yeah, there is that delay onto the YouTube, so...
Yeah. We're sounding pretty good at the moment.
On YouTube. Well, that's your opinion.
Yes.
No, we really do sound good. Also, thank you to everybody who tweeted at us last week to let us know about the volume issues we were having. We do appreciate you, and thank you for letting us know that that was an issue. And, like, we saw that. We might not have seen it if it was in the YouTube chat. So, advantage Twitter.
Yes, we took our mixer to the bar.
And that's another thing, Twitter.
We bought it a drink.
Wow, we can chat on Twitter. So many chats. We're always chatting. We're never talking. We're just chatting. Chatting past each other. You know, I'm complaining a lot. I'm going to sit back and just sip this iced tea and watch the world go by.
Yeah. Imagine. I mean, you don't necessarily...
get away from there!
Have a lot. I thought you were going to stop.
They were walking across the lawn.
I was just saying, like, you don't necessarily have to find a problem. You know, you could be happy. You could laud something. Yeah. Sing its praises. If you want.
While we're waiting for somebody to talk with us, I want to give a shout to another email we got at oth@2600.com from Ryan from Raleigh, who sent us a photo, which is, you know, difficult for us to share over an audio medium. But it is a photo that he found in a grocery store in Baltimore, and the sign says "No hacking." It is a sign affixed to the outside of this grocery store, and he is Ryan is wondering what this means, and apparently nobody knows why there's a no hacking sign outside this grocery store.
You shouldn't hack a grocery store, Rob. I mean, that's
I think it's a way of referring to, like, clearing your throat, maybe.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking it's definitely a COVID thing, and they don't want people spitting, hacking up.
Why would you say it like that? Why wouldn't you just say no coughing?
Because it's Baltimore. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of, like, weird jargon that they use in Baltimore that, you know.
Yeah, because we can't understand Baltimore. They're so weird.
No, but in the same way that, like, the signs say, curb your dog, and curb your dog means pick up the poop and be a good neighbor.
That's true.
Maybe
I grew up
no
with that
hacking
sign.
Means don't hawk a loogie.
Huh.
Why can't they just say that? That's perfectly understandable.
Shorter.
All right. Well, you know, why don't we call the place and ask them? Maybe that'll answer the question.
Because speculation is far more fun.
It is. It really true. Is. Hey, if you want to, as long as we're killing time here, if you want to get involved with the Hope Conference, please write to us. If you want to volunteer, volunteers@hope.net. We always are in need of more people to help us do whatever we're doing. And we're going to be doing a whole lot of things. We've been going back and forth with all sorts of plans and ideas. First time in a new space, first time getting together in 4 years. It's really going to be amazing. Lots of information at hope.net. New talks being added to the schedule every day. And if you want to get involved in any other way, just write to hope@hope.net, and we'll see that and get back to you. Gila, go ahead.
It may also mean no hacking. sorry.
No hacking means no hacking. Wow, I never thought of that.
Because, apparently, I just discovered, thank you Wikipedia, there was a significant ransomware attack on the Baltimore City government offices.
Yeah, but they're not in a grocery store.
Maybe it's, I mean, you know, people who had Free Kevin stickers weren't in court.
Well, yeah, but...
So you're saying it's like a community initiative or like a local campaign to...
Yes, yes. And while it should be no bad acting...
Show solidarity stand up for the bureaucracy.
Who was going to see that sign and say, oh, you know what? I was going to hack, but I saw the sign saying no hacking. I'm not going to do it anymore.
Or maybe they don't rent hacksaws. I don't know. Yeah. There are many possibilities here.
It begs for more information. Yes, Rob, go ahead.
I mean, this is like the form factor of this sign. Like, people might be picturing a poster or something like that, but no, this is a rectangular, it looks like a road sign. It looks like a sign that would say no parking or no standing or something, except it says no hacking.
Is it possible it did say no parking and somebody hacked the sign to make it say no hacking? I've seen that happen.
That would be great.
Yeah. Well, you can tell if you look at it carefully.
That would be awesome. Well, and in the based on this photo we've been sent, I can't tell that that's been done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an interesting theory.
Okay.
Well, it could also be Photoshopped.
It could be Photoshopped. There you go. Like, except someone sent it to us saying that they saw it, so they'd be lying to us if they did that. And I don't think our listener would do that.
I don't think our listener would do that, but no. I think it's possible that someone... No.
But our listener actually sent us the Google Maps link that this is located at, and pulling it up on Google Maps, the sign is there. It does appear to be on Google Maps, so...
It says no hacking on Google Maps.
It says no hacking on Google Maps.
Okay, well then we can, from that, call the place and ask them just what the hell they're talking about.
But also, to point out, the sign, according to Google Maps, it's a street view picture from June 2019, as in the month after the ransomware attack. So it might be connected. Who knows if the sign is still up 3 years later?
You can, not to tout Google's talents even more, you can go back before 2019 and see if the sign was there then.
Hmm.
Do you know how to do that?
I'm guessing you click on the camera jobber there?
Yeah, something like that. There's usually many options, like 6 or 7 options for dates.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you could take it back to 2018.
So now we're about to find out. Was that sign there in 2018?
Yes, it was.
Aha! So either that's where the hacking originated before the attack started, or it means something completely different.
I still agree with what Kyle was saying. I think it's spinning.
Yeah, but there wasn't COVID in 2018.
Yeah, but it's still gross.
Yeah, but spitting was perfectly acceptable back then.
Wait, gross. If in Baltimore hacking is spitting, what do they think when they see the magazine 2600, the Hacker Quarterly, on the shelf?
Well, maybe it's not on the shelf in that grocery store. Maybe that's a way to keep us out of there. Hey, we're just going to wait a couple more minutes. 802-321-4225, because you know, we have a lot of things we have to be working on right now. So if calls are finished, we're happy to get back to that. 802-321-HACK, 802-321-4225. We'll give it a couple more minutes, and then we will be out of here until next week.
It is true. And, you know, if you want to chat with us, it's not located on YouTube. It's located on your telephonic device. Give us a call. 1-802-321-HACK or 1-833-755-2600. This is your last chance to get in here today.
So,
go ahead, Kyle.
What do you think about all this hacking going on? Tell us, please. We want to know if you notice something in your neighborhood, in your city that doesn't look right or is being used in ways it wasn't intended. We love those stories. You can write to us, oth@2600.com, or call in now and chat with us.
Go ahead, Gayla.
I think I actually have the answer.
That didn't take long, did it?
No, it really didn't.
Okay. What's the answer?
Okay. A hack in Baltimore is what is known here as a gypsy cab.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Well, we call them hacks too, taxis. So it means...
Right, but you say like a tax, like a hack license. So they're saying,
yeah,
don't pick up... I wonder how that works now with like the rise of Uber and Lyft. But what they're saying, I believe, is don't pick up rides if you're not licensed to do that.
Huh.
And that would make sense to have in front of the store. by the drive up.
Okay. I think we have a call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to make a comment about the whole YouTube chat thing that you brought up.
Go ahead.
What I was going to say is another advantage to having the chat, the YouTube chat thing on the side, is that when you have guests, people call in, the people that are not on the phone, they can actually interact with the guests also. Like, let's say if Rebel called in from Russia, the people watching can actually type their questions in, you know, whatever, and then you can turn around and ask him the question, something like that.
The only distinction I think that we're making is that as a show, we've had a lot of different ways to communicate, and we mentioned IRC being one of them. It basically, if everybody's all over the place, it dilutes the discussion and makes it really hard for any one of us to field that. Imagine we're looking through the YouTube chat, we're looking through IRC, we're looking at email, we're looking at Twitter. All of a sudden, we have to have like 12 eyeballs. So anyway, if we tell people about traditional channels that we've had people chatting on for a long time, it's just a little bit easier to kind of keep everybody in one place and or at least direct it in a kind of organized way to a spot where we can just glance over. But you raise a good point.
Yeah, you do raise a good point. And that, you know, maybe we can try it just to see what happens. You know, 1 week we'll try it and see if we get distracted. The thing I worry about is just getting overly distracted where we're looking at the screen and not participating in our own conversation. But maybe we can pull it off. I don't know. We're willing to give it a try. Maybe next week or something.
And the other thing you should try is you should put the number, this number that I just called, you should put it on the screen, because I've been trying to call, like, I wanted to call, let's say, for the last, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes, but the number isn't there. So I only knew to call this because you just said the number.
Oh,
like, if you just have it there permanently.
Yeah, put it in the bio or the description of the event or page.
See, these are obvious things we don't think of. We're very bad at promoting ourselves.
We will take that under consideration. That's a good idea.
Yeah, sometimes we forget to say the name of the show or the time that it's on or, you know, anything. that's super important. But yeah, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. We should have the number up there. Except we don't want people calling it
up there. Just put the telephone number there. Instead of picture you have up there.
We don't want people calling it too early, though. We don't want people calling it, you know, before we're ready to take calls. That's probably why we didn't put it up to start with. But I think either we can figure out how to put it up when we want to put it up, or maybe just turn the phone off.
We'll think about these, caller. Yeah. And
Go ahead. There's one last thing. I was just watching on Yahoo. There's a the Supreme Court, they just, there's like breaking news banner. And
those
they say
bastards, what do they do now? I'm sorry.
Well, they've raised the gun buying age, the assault gun, to 21.
The Supreme Court did that?
Not the Supreme Court, Congress. I mean, the House, I guess.
Yeah, the House did it, but the Senate is not going to. And we're going to be in the same. It's true, Kyle. It's true. They're not going to pass it. I know they're not going to pass it. I wish they would.
So. Okay. We'll check on that story too. Everybody out there, I'm sure, is also breaking. They will tear themselves away once we wrap things up here. But thanks for those comments, and of course the chat idea is a good one. And we'll think about it. We know people though, and you know, we don't want people thinking that just anything is off to the side is something that we condone. If there's crazy links and stuff that's abused, we're gonna do an about face.
So. Yeah. Well, look into it, definitely. Can we ask where you're calling from?
Where am I calling from?
Yes, just approximately.
I'm calling from New Jersey. I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey, 201 area code, or 609, or 973, or one of those. Yeah, cool. Well, thanks again for calling.
Yes, thanks.
Right. Bye. Okay, so I guess that's it for tonight, unless Rebel calls in, which I don't think he's going to, because he's in Russia and he's probably very distracted by being in Russia. Yeah. Look, you know, it's perfectly okay to have a fun time in Russia. I'm just not sure about having it now. All right. Any concluding remarks, folks?
Keep sending us email, because we still love an email at oth@2600.com.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if we have time for another call.
Time for another call.
All right, let's do one more. And hello, you're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead. You're the last call.
Hi, guys. Tim in Connecticut. How you guys doing?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
And gals. I was wondering, actually not wondering, but did want to comment. You were talking about trying to get an image on some of the pages that won't allow you to print properly. There's always that little print screen button that just does a Control-C copy.
I don't think it...
I have a few things that just don't work in particular software, and I find that I can print screen and then just drop it into Paint Shop.
Okay, that probably would work because it's your system printing the entire desktop, right? So, yeah, then if you import that and blow it up, it probably won't look that good, though.
It does. It looks as good as it is on the screen.
Does it? Okay.
I haven't had problems sending it around to other people in different platforms, but I use that as a, I can't get it any other possible way. There's no print function, things like that.
Uh-huh. I was just surprised that... I was surprised that Google could just disable something like cutting and pasting and printing on all platforms, you know, all browsers. I expected it to work in, you know, in Firefox at least, but it didn't.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it might be a function of the website.
Well, I mean, the website is a Google document, so I guess, you know,
it's,
oh, okay.
They set it up that way.
It's something about how that service is sending you the representation of the file, and it is a stream of sorts or an image, but not a selectable image. So it's sort of in a container that only their software can set the boundaries on, and you as a user are limited to being in their user environment.
That's the thing that got me, because I was able to look at the text and select the text, highlight the text. I just couldn't do anything after I did that. I couldn't control C. You know, I couldn't, the drop-down menu wouldn't allow me to copy the text that I'd already selected. It was just disabled. It just bothered me that they had that kind of power.
Yeah, but usually the print screen button always allows me to capture locally what I can see.
I will try that. I didn't think of that, but that's a good idea.
And then I just got to drop it into something basic, you know, like Paint or...
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, I can drop it into Outlook, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's text, you could do character recognition and get it into a machine-readable file format.
I think my solution of taking a picture and printing that's the low-tech solution.
Right. Also, you know, turning on the chat function, I have, just as a good example, Prairie Home Companion, when they went online only, they had chat functions on the side of their YouTube broadcast, but they had to dedicate people strictly to watch the stream.
Yeah.
In order to get comments and suggestions over to anybody that was on air. But that took one dedicated person to respond to everybody.
Mm-hmm. And also to keep it clean, because...
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You get all kinds of...
you have to monitor it.
Attention seekers that just want to, you know, say the most outrageous things. And, you know, it's we have to get more people involved, or we have to take away from what we're doing to babysit
exactly.
That. But, you know, that said, I'm willing to give it a try just to see if maybe it works in our community. But... I'm
you
skeptical.
You want to hope that you have a more sophisticated audience.
Yeah, well, you
when
know.
When you put a public forum out there, you get everybody who just figures, oh, what the heck.
Yeah,
you know,
anybody can listen. So it's not a question of the community. It's a question of who actually sees the link and clicks on it.
Right. Okay, well, that's all I had.
Okay, thanks so much for calling.
Sure.
Take
have
care.
A good one, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
And gals. Bye-bye.
All right, that's going to be the last call because we are out of time and out of patience. And yes, Rob, looks like you have something to say.
Yeah, just if you want to take a look at that no hacking sign for yourself, it is now on our Twitter at Hacker Radio Show. And yes, thank you again to Ryan for sending that in.
And if you are a taxi driver who does what they call hacking in Baltimore, don't do it there because they don't like it and it's forbidden. And we should get those signs for everywhere just to see how people react to them. All right. Well, go ahead, Gila.
No, I was going to say they exist. We could probably get them.
Yeah.
We will work on that. Definitely. We will work on this no hacking warning because people need to know. You know, we could have averted this whole thing, this whole problem with the internet, if there was just better signage.
Yeah, I mean, if you put up a sign saying something's forbidden, people won't do it.
Why didn't anyone think of that? Look at what has happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet that grocery store doesn't have any hackers that are taking down military systems or Teslas or...
The Whopper, yeah, all of that.
Yeah. Do you think you can get an NFT of a no-hacking sign?
This is where that idea was born, so...
Everyone venture to have all of those stories of things that were hacked or stuff that looks fishy for next time.
Yes.
Because we're out of time.
And write to us, oth@2600.com, with your comments or questions. And we will see you again next Wednesday at 7 on WBAI, next Wednesday at 8 on YouTube.
Stay chatty.
Bye.